Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the New York Public Library. Tonight, there's a program. It's April 23rd, 2015, and we are at the Bruno Walters Auditorium. The event is entitled Diane McIntyre. And she is a dancer. For more information, you can log on to www.nypl.org, events, program, 2015-04-23, Diane McIntyre. And it's called Selfie Session. And there's also information on registration. To get a ticket, we wanted to let you know that sometimes for the New York Public Library, you have to do online registration, and you can find information at http://goo.g/5zw4qr. And so basically, if you couldn't use that web, try to Google www.evenbright.com and you can order tickets. So tonight I did order a ticket. I have a confirmation and I did one ticket. You can also get group tickets when you go online, up to 15. So the online ad lets us know that Miss McIntyre is regarded as one of the modern dancers. She's a reigning diva. And this is a quote from Time Out New York, which is, media. And Miss Diane McIntyre is a groundbreaking artistic pioneer with an impressive career spanning over four decades of choreography for the dance and theater stage, television, and film. Miss McIntyre is also a generous and committed dancer when it comes to education. She has worked with young performers and choreographed many performances throughout the country. We are invited today to join the New York Public Library for a look at her selfie session. And she is going to do a talk with a commentator about the process and her creativity when it comes to dance. She's worked at the Philadelphia Dance Company called the Philadelphia, it's called the Philadelphia Bass Dance Company, and it's Phila Dance Co. She is speaking, and I left out of the theater. The show started at about 6, and I left out of the theater to come out to blog. Again, my name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing theater night with your parents. And we're here in New York City, and We're discussing taking your family, you know, out sometimes and allowing them to get used to the theater setting and get used to going to organized events, not only festivals where you can do balloons and, you know, do a lot of dancing and singing and eating, but also a disciplined type organize events where your family can even dress in, you know, casual clothing or formal clothing. So the New York Public Library definitely has, you know, a situation where you can get used to bringing even the younger kids to it. So I wanted to tell you not only to get out of your car for some other things, but this is also one of the better things to deal with as well when you have smaller children and when you go into the teenage stages, you can give your children for a little to no price. You can give your kids nights out to the theater in your community. So don't forget to search your library system, talk with your community representatives, speak with your local politicians to find out what type of events you have for your city. And there's always a planning committee that makes sure that there's enough activities in the city for families and for you know, different organizations or different type of populations within the community. So I had a chance to and listen to parts of the program, and I found that the most striking portion of the program for me is a recent and upcoming project that she's going to do when she worked with Phila Danko, is a solo music that she has from Odetta, and it's you know, old-fashioned spiritual music. It's uplifting. It grabs and moves you like some you know, old Southern gospel song, and it lifts the spirit. And when she started the tape, you know, everyone was still, and there was a, you know, movement in the air where, you know, everyone, you know, wanted to do the style of dancing that they do, which is like traditional dance, educated traditional dance based off ballerina and some forms of African dance. And it's a very natural, very flowing. She has a, you know, a strong flow in her. And she even spoke of moving like water. And she was able to move in her seat and, you know, do this flow through her arms and, you know, through her body. So I was moved by that. And she's going to work with these upcoming professionals at the different projects and continue to play this form of music, which, in, you know, entitles me to say that, you know, I'm inspired not only by this woman, but by spiritual music as well, by the, you know, new formation of trance and the orbing that goes along with some of the styles that come based out of, you know, Old South and country music, and also from the spirituality and the religion that is within music. So I'm wanted to announce tonight that we're also going to be re-recording in the upcoming project, Lord Have Mercy on Me. And I'm going to sing this spiritual song, and I'm going to sing it in a spiritual form. So it will be changed from country gospel to a spiritual type song. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, black. Some people say, why did you make the song, you know, so white? That was even a thought process that we did have to convey almost as telepaths here tonight. The song is a country gospel song, and that, you know, it's white, you know, and it was, you know, recorded by, you know, a white group. That seems to be a new topic for me, and it's not discouraging. I was introduced to country music as a child. It was interesting to me, and, you know, I love country music because it's country Southern, North Carolina, Lewisburg type music, and it was a part of my upbringing. So that's why we chose to have a selection. Now, if anything was to ever happen, you ask your family, you prominent people, you ask your family, this was posed to me by my son. Why do we have to sing one genre of music or to listen to one genre? When you go on the radio, you like everything. This is Markel talking to me. You like all types of music. If something was to happen, your radio was disconnected, like a Y2K type effort, and if you didn't have a television, what would you do if you only had electric around the house and you couldn't access anything else? You would have to listen to your own recordings, and if you had other people's recordings and there was some type of movement that we shouldn't listen to this and we shouldn't listen to that, do you have anything of your own? So I'm like moved to create then everything that we like. So that's why we have several different genres. That's why we work with country gospel and work with Diamond Garden Music as a songwriter to have this song created. That's why we worked with Majestic Music to have some more country music, more like Elvis, so that we are able to sing these styles and to recreate these styles. And I have an upcoming gig that I posted at Reverb Nation saying that, you know, in the future months, I will be gigging the song in a spiritual form, and we will be doing our own recording of the song. So that's coming up, you know, fairly soon in before the year is out. And then we'll go out and we'll gig some shows. We'll have a re-recording of our own song. And then Lord Hermes on Me will be from the spiritual type section, and it'll have another feeling that some people, you know, quote-unquote calls like a Negro sound or black sound or R&B feeling or spiritual movement or some type of feeling in music to that extent. So we work with all genres of music, and we have some dance music coming up, and we want to do Ethereal Maternity and Togetherness with Markel and do a trance style dance music so that, you know, we can just get into that dance movement. And so we want to experiment with that. We have the country, and then we also have Joyous, which is our R&B type relationship album. So we experiment with music because if we ever get, you know, to the place where we have to be contributors, that we contribute to more than one genre. So I felt that movement in here today while we were, you know, while I was looking at the commentator talk with the, you know, the older woman. She's an older black woman, looks to be in her 60s, and she's, you know, fluent and, you know, she's you know, distinguished in her speech patterns, and she, you know, it's a wonderful presentation with a nice aura that is a listen-up type style. You know, she spoke about the revolution. She spoke about, you know, discrimination. She spoke about, politics and about money. You know, sometimes they wrote songs. The black makes $1.50, and the white man makes $5. You know, this was something that was, you know, was in the works for her for a long time, and she remembered that and was a part of her process tonight. This is something that she wanted to tell people. You know, you have to work, you have to get out there and get what you can get, but what you get, use it, you know, to be, you know, contributors, to live better, to do good, to become, you know, a part of the contributing society so that you're, you know, a portion of those who can make more or, you know, can, have more. So, you know, her efforts as a dancer helps us to not to worry as much about, you know, that type of discrimination. So it's inspiring in that, you know, form to get out there and to work and to work, you know, a day job and then gig by night. So that's the future endeavor. That's our new goal. And I wanted to announce that tonight as we listen and learn about other performing artists and, just artists when it comes to dance and song. So, that's our show for this afternoon. I wanted to tell you if you have a chance to go online, and if you don't know exactly the pronunciation, I wanted to spell it out. The choreographer's name is Diane, a last name McIntyre, and that's her name. So if you wanted to Google that, if you wanted to, look up images, not only can you Google, just information and news, you can also Google images and video so that you can see any performance that she may have online anywhere. And you can find out about upcoming events as well. She works with black and white performers. I did have a chance to research earlier today. She works with black and white performers. So when you go in to look, you're going to find, video looking like that of ballet and like the Africana forms of dance, using a lot of formation in the body and a lot of flowing, ballet-type movement, very professional-looking ensemble. So when you get a chance to do that, she said she's the experimentation with her performance is to incorporate different styles of music, to learn how to dance, to some of this spiritual stuff, to do other works and other music. You know, the music is what can, create new styles of dance. And she said the art form is to not only feel. The art form is not only to feel what, feel it in her body, the dance steps, and to decide if that's the way, the choreography should be created for the others, but also to watch, other people's do the dances so that she can decide if that's the most appropriate choreography. So different styles and different techniques help you to decide what the public and what the private viewer will actually see in the end product. So she was displaying, again, more of a selfie type approach to this particular form by letting us know her creative process. And so that's a lot to learn, and it's a lot to worry about how does it come across to you when you feel it, and what does it look like when you ask other people to show it the same movement. So, movements, posturing, gesturing, style, what kind of story are you telling with your body, and does it look one way on your figure, or does it look another way on someone else's figure, and how do you portray that and carry the message and carry the form, and all forms, you know, convey things differently, and how it's perceived by the audience. So, it's a wonderful performance. I'm going to go back in. I'm in the lobby right now, and again, we are at the Bruno Walters Auditorium in the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, and this is another session that was free, and I'm going to go back in. I hope you have a chance to look at this artist, and I hope you're inspired by her, and if not, I know you'll still learn something anyway. Until next time.